after a miss, but Wisconsin's controlling the glass. They're limiting lane activity and lane shots, and they're doing what they do best. They're hitting more free throws than the other team's attempting, and when you do that successfully night after night, you're going to pull out these victories.
And the Badgers with a 43-point first half against one of the better defenses in all of college basketball. 43-34, Wisconsin leads Michigan State at the break. We'll check out some of those first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This weekend, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34 at the half. Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 15 of 27 from the floor, 5 of 12 from the arc, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Michigan State's 13 of 29, some really tough contested shots they were able to make. 3 of 6 from deep, 5 of 6 at the foul line. The Badgers a plus 6 on the glass, 9-4 in favor of Wisconsin in second chance points. Both teams are pretty clean, 3 turnovers aside. Michigan State, a big assist team, almost 18 per game, 7 in the first half. The Badgers have 6 assists in the first half. Bench points 18-4 in favor of Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Wisconsin 43, Michigan State 34. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. Charlie and I are back for the second half right after this. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN. WRJN.
All right, 43-34, Wisconsin leading Michigan State as we get set for the second half. So can the Badgers keep shooting at a high clip? And can they keep defending the way they did in the first half? Spartans did well after a really ragged start. They hit some shots, but some really tough ones.
They really did. And in true Michigan State style, right back into their focus, which was get the ball, be aggressive, get in. And again, I don't think that's going to stop for them. I think they're probably going to try to pressure this in the first 4 minutes and see how many opportunities they can get at the rim.
Early fouls to watch here in the minutes of the second half, early minutes of the second half. Malik Hall with two, Hogard, Cooper, and Holloman all with two. Gilmore and Blackwell, the only Badgers with multiple fouls.
Well, that's what we were saying at halftime, that it's as aggressive as it is, the refs are doing a really good job managing the game and not letting it get out of control, but also not worrying about a lot of the physicality out there.
All right, we are about set to go. Michigan State will have the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our left. Sellout crowd here at the Kohl Center. They got the stripe out going. I think we're dressed appropriately. I don't know.
I did that on purpose.
We got it covered.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second half underway. Hogard to the front court. Leads it for Tyson Walker against Chucky Hepburn. A flip for Jaden Akins. He's with Klesman. Akins up top. He'll shovel it to Walker. Open off the screen and miss badly. Wide right. It goes out of bounds. Try to three from left of the circle. And that was way off the mark.
It literally looked like it went off his pinky.
Yes. Really came out of there funny. Here's Hepburn, the Badgers, moving to our right in the second half. Stephen Crowell on the right side, throwing a wall, flips to Hepburn, inside feed. Crowell catches, low on the right, pivots, up right hand, around the rim and out, no good. Tried to bank it in, unable to convert. Hogard to the front court for Michigan State. He's against A.J. Storr. Hogard right of the circle, a pass for Akins up top. Akins will leave it for Tyson Walker, hard left-hand dribble, off the screen to Sissoko. Walker left of the lane, whips it to Malik Hall on the right side, dribbles off the wing in the paint. Now to Sissoko, low on the left, slam dunk. First points for Marty Sissoko.
Good recognition by Hall that his partner on the other side was ready for him.
43-36 Wisconsin, a minute gone by second half. Hepburn at the top. He'll toss it to Klesman on the right wing. Goes into Stephen Crowell against Sissoko. Crowell backing, right block. Crowell shakes, little up and under, low on the right, good off the glass.
He kept him on his back the whole time. Sissoko couldn't get on that high side. Good job by Crowell.
45-36 Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by, second half for play. Hogard off the high screen from Sissoko. Hogard whips it left corner. Malik Hall turned down the three. Hall trying to back down on Tyler Wall. Shakes, fades, flips, baseline left. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall.
Great defense. That is a tough guy to guard.
A.J. Storr on the left side for Wisconsin. He'll snap off a deep three. Good. A.J. Storr with 15.
Really good recognition there, right, by Wall. He saw that he was playing down inside the paint and just pinned him down. Hogard couldn't get around.
48-36 Wisconsin. Here's Akins off the left wing in the lane. Runs it out the Hall. Turns it to Hogard. Good look at a three right side. Right back at you. Hogard for three. He has 11. 48-39 Wisconsin.
How's that breakdown on the rotation there for Wisconsin on the guard play?
2:15 gone by, second half. Storr goes into Crowell. Klesman went hard to the floor, pops back up. Crowell at the left block against Sissoko. Out to Storr. A.J. in the lane, scoops it up right hand. It goes in! Just flipped it in. Did A.J. Storr. Hogard quickly the other way. He's in the lane, pushed it up, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound Wall. 50-39 Wisconsin early on second half. 2:40 gone by. Tyler Wall on the dribble. Takes it out to the left wing. Leads it for Hepburn. High on the left. The Badgers go into the offense. Hepburn gets it into Crowell. Left of the lane. Wall or Malik Hall defending. Crowell starts to back. A little dig from Hogard. Now a triple team as Crowell's in trouble. Ball pried loose. Picked up by Chucky. Out the max. Right side. Takes it off the wing. Tried to slip it into Wall. Deflected out of bounds by Malik Hall with 3.3 to shoot.
Wow, great recovery by Michigan State. That should have been a bucket for Wisconsin, but that long athleticism that we talked about is just so sneaky.
11-point lead for the Badgers. 3:03 gone by here in the second half. Hepburn baseline rifle inbound. Looking, goes at the Wall. He'll try a three right side. It's off the left side iron, no good. A rebound, a rundown by Jaden Akins of Michigan State. 50-39 Wisconsin with 16:47 remaining. Hogard left-hand dribble against A.J. Storr. Throws to Hall outside left. It's off to Tyson Walker. Walker off the Sissoko screen. Right of the lane. Covered up by Hepburn now as Walker retreats. Outside the three-point line. Shot clock at 7. A pass for Jaden Akins. He'll try a 3, and that's short, no good. Hepburn the rebound. Good contest by Klesman, and here's Chucky. Left side of the front court for the Badgers. Lost the handle. It's loose. Sissoko dies to the floor. Turnover, Wisconsin. And here's Hogard. Ahead it goes. Right side for Tyson Walker. Feeds Hall. Hall right of the lane, and a blocking foul on Tyler Wall. Could not get legal guarding position in time, and that's going to be the second on Wall.
Wow. I don't know, when you lower that shoulder and throw it down, I'm so surprised at those calls. I know that you want the positioning, but I didn't know you could throw a forearm shiver inside of that.
Don't like to call charges these days.
They don't.
Winter in for Crowell, 16-11 to play, 50-39. Wisconsin on the inbounds, Hall wide open, low on the left. He'll catch and he will dunk. Easy money for Malik Hall, 50-41 Wisconsin. We are 4 minutes into the second half. Max Klesman out high, throwing to Hepburn, turns to Nolan Winter on the left wing. Winter with a shot fake, goes into Storr, got doubled, and a whistle and a foul called. You had Sissoko and Hogard there, and Hogard getting into his teammates.
Saying that's a silly foul.
Yes, sir, and that's 2 on Marty Sissoko as we hit the under 16 media timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 15:50 remaining, Wisconsin 50, Michigan State 41. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area, with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
Remaining at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 50, Michigan State 41.
You didn't expect Wisconsin to keep shooting 55% from the field, but when you're shooting almost 50% of your shots within 5 feet, you're going to have those kind of nights.
Yeah, you got a chance. Badgers inbounding. A.J. Storr at the top. He'll launch another 3. He'll hit it again. He hit 4 threes in round 1 against Michigan State. He just hit his 3rd here in round 2. 53-41 Wisconsin with 15:35 remaining. Hogard out high. Storr defends. A throw to Walker. Curls into the lane. Knocked away. Stolen by Hepburn. Chucky with the steal. He'll take it up the left sideline of the front court and wait for his teammates. No, he won't. He'll take the 3. Hits off the rim. No good. Rebound Carson Cooper. Outlet to Hogard. Up the middle of the front court. Lobs it into Malik Hall. Darts it out to Akins. Clean look at the 3. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound battled for. And a foul inside here against Wisconsin.
Klesman.
Yeah, I thought so. That was Max in there getting his first foul. As Connor is C-generated to check back in for Wisconsin. 15-12 remaining, 53-41 Wisconsin.
Yeah, right there on that long shot, you got to get on that weak side glass, and he just got a little lazy and started grabbing.
Siege it in for Klesmitz. Inbounding. Holloman goes into Carson Cooper. A throw to Malik Hall against Gilmore. Out by Holloman, matched up with Hepburn. Right side for Aikens. 15-footer right of the lane. No good, but he was fouled by Connor Asijan. And that's the second on Asijan.
Kind of looked like one of those patented leg kick-out moves here on the replay. As he's coming around the curl, he just kicks that leg out. Yep.
He did a little bit.
Yep.
And normally that could be called on the offensive player, but not the case. Aikens, not many attempts this season at the foul line. 9 of 13. The left-hander shooting 2, and he is good with the first. He has 8 points in the game. 53-42 Wisconsin with 15:04 remaining.
When he gets in that 15, 16 feet, especially off that curl move, he is deadly.
Second free throw for Jaden Aikens. Rattles out. Malik Hall, the rebound. Powers it down. Oh, Malik Hall with authority on the dunk. 53-44 Wisconsin. 14:55 remaining. A.J. Store high on the left. High screen, Nolan Winter. Store kills the dribble. Bounces it to Hepburn. Outside left against Trey Holloman. Hepburn trying to bob around a Winter screen. A pass for Store. Outside right. 8 to shoot. A.J. pull up foul line. Jumper good. A.J. Store putting on a display here tonight.
He is telling Hogarth he's got every bit of him right now.
22 for Store. 55-44 Wisconsin. 14:20 remaining. Hogarth out high. Surveys the floor against Store. Hogarth with a flip for Holloman against Asijan. High screen Carson Cooper and a whistle. Foul called. They're going to get it looks like Asijan there. Fans were waiting for an illegal screen call, but they didn't get that. Blackwell, Crowell, and Wall will come in as Winter, Gilmore, and Asijan will sit down. Connor just picked up his third foul.
Oh, it probably would have let that go if he didn't grab him.
14-12 to play. 11-point lead, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass, Malik Hall. Knocked away, Hepburn. Ball is loose. Wall dives to the floor. Comes up with it. Turnover, and the Badgers turn it right back. And Hepburn takes it away from Aikens. Throws to Blackwell down the lane. Layup good. That, my friends, was a scramble play.
Holy
and Malik
God.
Hall shaken up. He is flexing that left arm right now, trying to play through it. And DJ Karstensen stopping play right now and just checking on Malik Hall.
Looked like when he went down with Tyler Wall to go get that, his elbow smacked the ground. Mm. And when you hit that, that's probably, I hate to say, it's not really that funny of a funny bone.
No, it's not. Nothing funny
especially
about it.
Especially when 200 pounds comes coming down right on top of you.
Jackson Kohler will come in for Hall. 57-44 Wisconsin. 13:52 remaining. Tyson Walker checking back in here for Michigan State. Hogarth will sit down.
Well, they have to do something right now and to stop A.J. Store. He is getting everything he wants.
Cooper with the ball out front. He and Kohler out there together. A handoff to Tyson Walker. 18-footer straight on. Good. Walker with 6 points tonight. He's had to earn them. 57-46 Wisconsin with 13:35 remaining. All hands off to Store. On the dribble against Aikens. A flip for Hepburn. High on the left. Chucky matched up with Tyson Walker. Leaves it for Tyler Wall. Puts it on the floor. Right of the lane. Stops right block. Powers it up. And that is over the glass and out of bounds. Trying to get some contact there. Did not. And the Spartans get the stop.
Usually guys don't shoot it over the backboard.
You wouldn't think, no.
As he's making this move, it looked like he got hit on the forearm.
You know, he's claiming that Kohler got him, but no sale. And here's Holloman to the front court. Badgers up 11, 13:20 remaining. Walker feeds Jaden Aikens, gliding left, hands off to Holloman, moves to the top of the circle. Holloman, hesitation move, darts it inside. Kohler catches low on the left, throws it up, no good. Tip dunk attempt, Cooper, no. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wall of Wisconsin. And now Max Klesman will check in for Chucky Hepburn.
I think they got the message at halftime from Izzo. Get on the glass.
Yes.
Man, they have been hyper-aggressive here in the second half in the first 7 minutes.
Trey Holloman will inbound. Hepburn getting a little breather. Chucky hasn't scored tonight, and that tells you nothing what he has meant to this team. He has been terrific defensively.
He's locking Akins down.
He really is. Inbounds pass Walker on the left side against Max Klesman. Throw into Carson Cooper at the top of the key. He'll hand off to Holloman. Slipped it back to Cooper. Spin move on Crowell. Low on the right. Goes up. Missed. Rebound. Crowell for Wisconsin. 12:55 to play. 57-46 Wisconsin. Klesman to the front court for the Badgers. He'll leave it for Tyler Wall, throwing to Storr on the left side. A.J. with a pass for Wall. Sends to Klesman high on the right. Max on the left-hand dribble to the line. Down the lane, throws it up, high off the glass. Got it! Count it! And a foul! My goodness!
My Lord. What a move. To be able to get hit like that, fading away, and be able to flick the ball up. Holy cow.
Boy, that was, I mean, you talk about the upper reaches of the backboard. Carson Cooper called for the foul, his third.
That's what they tell you as you're playing and learning to play. You follow through on that whole thing. You never know.
Free throw is good for Klesman. Three-point play. The Badgers now with their biggest lead at 14 points.
Yeah, they're really starting to stretch this out. Because when Michigan State has something positive, Wisconsin's answering right away. And that's got to be starting to take the wind out of Michigan State.
Malik Hall has returned to the floor. Cooper sits down. 60-46 Wisconsin. 12:33 remaining. Tyson Walker loops it into Hall. Left of the lane. Tried to back down on Tyler Wall. Fades, flips. Baseline left. Way too hard. No good. An air ball caught weak side by Stephen Crowell. That turnaround fadeaway in the baseline, that's like a patented move for Malik Hall, but he has not been able to connect on that here tonight. Here's Storr throwing to Klesman. Max outside left. Lobs it into Crowell. Left of the lane against Jackson Kohler. Backing is Crowell. Backing. Now a double from Hall. Slipping inside. Wall low on the left. Goes up and in. What a pass.
What a pass to be able to know that the only way to get that through is on the baseline side.
62-46 Wisconsin. 11:53 remaining. Hall hands off to Tyson Walker. Walker a little crossover. Sidesteps left. Flips a three. Hits a three from left of the circle. And a timeout taken by Michigan State. As the Badgers lead by 13, this will be a full timeout. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 11:46 remaining. Wisconsin 62, Michigan State 49. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged, in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The
you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a brew pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matcha Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. We have 11:46 to play. Wisconsin 62, Michigan State 49.
Yeah, they're getting, I'm going to say, about 45% of their point production in the paint. Again, when you're doing that kind of action, you wonder why Wisconsin's shooting high, it's 42% from the three-point line. It's because of that. You get that inside-out action. It's more of a jump shot routine versus off the dribble. So really good job by Wisconsin. The other thing right now, too, very low turnovers. Wisconsin's doing an amazing job, especially the last two games. They were 11, 12 turnovers. They've got it down to 5 right now. So good job by Wisconsin to keep track of that ball.
Badgers 8 of 12 from the field in the second half. Steven Crowell high on the right, throws to Tyler Wall. Hands it to Hepburn between the arcs. Chucky against Tyson Walker. A toss out to Klesman. Bounce pass Wall. Right of the paint. Malik Hall defending. Single coverage. Wall starts to back. A dig from Hogard. 10 to shoot. Blackwell right of the circle. Puts it on the deck. Right lane. Line up in traffic. And it's no good. Tipped up and in by Crowell. Oh, it's good to be long. And Tyler Wall used all of that length. 64-49 Wisconsin. 11:13 remaining. Malik Hall, a handoff to Walker to the free throw line against Chucky Hepburn. Bounce pass to Hall. Right block. Backing. Turns. Up right hand. Missed it. Rebound. Wall for Wisconsin.
Man, is his defensive effort tonight against Hall been unbelievable.
It has been ferocious. 10:53 remaining. 15-point lead Wisconsin with the ball as Crowell. Rotates to Wall high on the left. Toss out to Hepburn near the center circle. Darts it back to Wall. Tyler off the left wing. Stops at the elbow. Shot clock is down to 5. Here comes Chucky. The drive. Try to run it out to Klesman. Knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Wisconsin with 2.4 in the shot clock. And we have the under 12 media timeout. We'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hot spot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 10:35 to play. Wisconsin 64, Michigan State 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services to meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 10:35 to play. Wisconsin 64, Michigan State 49.
Yeah, a nice large advantage here with 10 minutes left to play. A lot of that advantage is coming from points in the paint. We keep talking about that, but they're a 10-plus points in the paint advantage, and they're also an 8-plus rebounding advantage. When you do that to a Michigan State team, you are dominating and winning the night tonight.
It's so unusual for anybody to do that.
For anybody. Yeah, and where you probably won't see it statistically is Tyler Wall. With only 6 points and five, I say only.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, yeah. He is terrific. Eating yeah. up Hall tonight. Hall's had some, he has some great buckets, but they are all deeply earned.
2.4 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn will be inbounding baseline right. 15-point lead for the Badgers. As Hepburn looks, still looks, finds Carter Gilmore to the rim, up no tip. Yes, he stayed with it. Gilmore following his own miss, 66-49, Wisconsin. What an ATO that was.
Whoa. Didn't expect that play.
No.
Nice curl and come around, but also a way to stay with it.
Tyson Walker throwing to Malik Hall. He'll launch a three right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Hepburn up for the rebound for the Badgers. 10-10 to play, 66-49, Wisconsin. Chucky throwing to Crowell, right side. Toler comes out on him. A pass for Gilmore. He's off to Hepburn, left of the circle. Hepburn against Tyson Walker. And a little slip into Crowell. Low on the right, goes up, got fouled.
Is that Hogarth that got that? I think I heard the slap before it got in there.
Yep. That's three on A.J. Hogarth, and Stephen Crowell will go to the free throw line. Stevie, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. His first trip to the foul line, where he is a 73% shooter.
And it's not that Michigan State's not trying to get to the rim. Wisconsin's not letting them in the lane at all.
Yeah, they have kept that gate pretty closed. Holloman and Kohler come out. Hall and Akins back in as Crowell hit the first free throw. Second one coming up as A.J. Storr gets set to re-enter the game. Free throw for Crowell is good. Hit them both. Storr comes in. Blackwell sits down. 68-49, Wisconsin. 9:53 remaining. Better keep that intensity up, because you know Michigan State will do just that. They'll turn it up another notch. They'll try to. Owen Carr on the floor for Michigan State. Hogarth on the dribble against Storr. Right lane line, puts it up and in. Hogarth on the take. He has 13, 68-51, Wisconsin, 9:35 to play. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Makes the three from the left corner and runs it back out to Hepburn. Chucky on the dribble. Right lane line, goes to the cup. Layup, no, but a foul.
He really wanted that.
He did.
He really did. He saw Malik Hall coming over and he said, all right, big boy, I'm coming for you. Right square to his chest.
Hepburn will go to the free throw line as Hall picked up his third foul. Chucky is 73% free throw shooter.
And when you make that move, he didn't present the ball. That was the key piece to that. That had been too easy for Hall to take it away from him. Mm-hmm. He kept it tucked and went right square into his chest.
Hepburn missed the first free throw. I think he knew it on the release that it was long. So he can take a deep breath, knock down the second one. And the answer is yes, he does. It's his first point of the night, but he's done so many other good things for his team. 69-51, Wisconsin. 9:20 remaining. Now Hepburn getting into A.J. Hogarth on the dribble. Hogarth right of the lane. Chucky on him like glue. Owen Carr gets it back to Hogarth along the right sideline. Hogarth dribbles off the wing and a whistle and a foul is called.
Yeah, a little reach there by Chucky.
It'll be his first.
That's one of the biggest adjustments that Wisconsin has made is in the Minnesota game, there were too many quick and easy looks. And off of here, every ball penetration, every rotation, there is a Wisconsin player, and there's also help side defense.
Hogarth shooting two, and he hits the first. 69-52, Wisconsin, with 9 minutes, 11 seconds remaining.
Well, the last 9 minutes here, it's all possession basketball. It's 2 4-minute quarters, if you think about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, free throws good. 16-point lead, Wisconsin, with 9:10 to play. 69-53, the Badgers. Hepburn will slow jog it up the left sideline. Cross half court on the dribble. High screen from Crowell. Chucky turns it down on the dribble. The foul line extended. Throwing to Klesman. Takes it up top. Gives off to Gilmore. Feed store. Long three right of the circle. And that short, no good. Rebound. Sissoko unable to control. Out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Crowell has been really aggressive, not only on the offensive portion of it, but, man, is he getting after the rebounds
yes,
tonight.
Yes, he is. 69-53, Wisconsin, 8:49 to play. Inbounds pass, Crowell finds Max on the left wing. Klesman against Jaden Akins. Gets it to Storr. A.J. steps back, launching a long one. It is good. It's a two at a foot on the line. Maybe both of them. Hits the long two. He has 24 points. Hogard had it knocked away by Hepburn to the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Hepburn went down. Hogard went down. No blood, no foul. It'll be Michigan State ball with 8:33 to play, 71-53 Wisconsin.
I don't know why I love this so much, but they are just
I know why.
There's got to be blood if it's going to be a foul. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's such aggressive, good basketball that even though the crowd wants a foul there, it is such good basketball. There are two people that are competing so hard for that ball right now.
Gilmore out. We got Hepburn, Klesmet, Wall, Storr, and Crowell. 18-point lead for the Badgers. Malik Hall, sideline left, inbounds to Tyson Walker. Walker against Chucky Hepburn. Walker pounding the dribble. Now kills it, leaves it for Hall. Got it back quickly to Walker on the right side. Now Tyler Wall picking up Walker off the wing. 12-footer in the lane, no good. And a whistle inside, foul call. This will go against Wisconsin.
Crowell, I think, on the hold or Storr. Store.
No. They get it on Chucky, actually. That's his second. Hepburn will come out. John Blackwell is in.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want Hall to get that rebound. It's a full grab.
That's team foul number six against Wisconsin. Walker baseline right inbounding to Akins off the screen. Baseline right jumper. No good. Rebound batted high in the air. Now back tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin with 8:13 to play.
Man, Carr's got that special bounce in his step.
Oh, he can jump out of the gym.
I think his chest was at the rim.
Yeah. I mean, he can flat get up. 71-53 Wisconsin. Klesmet throwing a wall, turns to Storr, darts it inside, whistle, and they're going to get a little legal screen here, it looks like, against
Blackwell.
Wisconsin's John Blackwell.
Yeah, he wasn't set at all, and he went right with a chest shot. So I like the aggression, but when you're low by yourself with the officials right there, you got to be a little smarter.
Team control, non-shooting. That's the seventh foul against the Badgers. 8:03 to play, 71-53 Wisconsin. Tyson Walker brings it up the floor. 4 of 11 from the field is Walker. He has 9 points. Walker on the dribble. Left in the lane. Attacking goes up. Blocked by Crowell and out of bounds to Michigan State. And we hit the under eights. Media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:52 to play. Wisconsin 71, Michigan State 53. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Steinhoffel store through the 27th for Badger Sale Weekend. You get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel. 7:52 to play. Wisconsin 71, Michigan State 53.
I didn't see an 18-point advantage coming in this game by anybody, and Wisconsin's just doing every single thing right now. They're rebounding. Their help side defense is suffocating. Michigan State cannot get an easy bucket right now at the rim, and that's why there's so much action on the rebounds.
Now it's about finishing the deal. Inbounds pass to Sissoko, leads it for Malik Hall. Dribbles to the left side, gets it to Walker, sends to Sissoko, scoops it to Cohen Carr. Quick pass, Hall, 10 to shoot. Hall with a handoff for Jaden Akins, covered up by Max Klesman. Akins on the hard left-hand dribble, turns the corner, low on the right, one pump, he's in traffic. One to shoot, throws up a wild shot behind the glass. Wow, that is a clinic brought to you by the Wisconsin Badgers on the defensive end of the floor. Shot clock violation.
That is beautiful. And Tyler Wall did a really nice job as he let him go along that baseline side. He pinned him as a second defender.
Here comes Max Klesman with 7:30 to play, 71-53. Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to Crow on the left wing. Gets it into A.J. Store at the left block. Gets doubled. Back out to Crow. Bounces to Store. Left corner. A.J. eyes it up. He'll take the three. Left side. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Hogard to Michigan State. Hogard will turn and go. Feeds Tyson Walker off the right wing in the paint. Tough shot in traffic. No chance. Rebound batted around. Gathered by Klesman. 7 minutes remaining. 71-53 Wisconsin.
That was unlike Walker to come down there a little out of control. He's usually got not only better control, but just better awareness of the offensive structure.
A tough night for him is A.J. Store throwing to Blackwell. Three shot, right corner. It's short, no good. Sissoko the rebound. 6:42 remaining, 71-53 Wisconsin. Bogard high on the left, high screen Sissoko. Guard, right elbow, gives to Malik Hall, a bump, and they play on. Pivoting is Hall, throws it back out near midcourt for Hogard. Michigan State will reset. Hogard against Crow, pull up 18-footer, straight on, good. Two more for Hogard, 71-55, Wisconsin, 6:20 remaining. Hogard doing what he can tonight, he has 17 points. Averages about 11 a game as Max Klesman starts the offense. Going to Tyler Wall, rotates to Store on the left wing. Slips it into Wall. Left of the lane against Malik Hall. Tyler starts to back the double from Sissoko as Wall retreats. Now penetrates into the lane. Lost the handle. Diving to the floor. Wants a timeout. He'll get it. So he saves the possession. 11 on the shot clock. 5:56 remaining. 71-55 Wisconsin.
I like that they're getting it back into the post. Last few possessions, they've all been jump shots. You're dominating the post. Get it back in there. Michigan State doesn't have a ton of fouls, but it's still the advantage for Wisconsin to be down low.
Yeah, Spartans with four fouls, but to your point, you're right. 32 paint points. We talk about the overall shooting, good three-point shooting tonight, 32 paint points.
32 paint points is big, and with almost 6 minutes left here, again, it's possession basketball. When you're in this position, you can quickly go from a 12, 13, 14 point lead to 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not careful with the Michigan State team. So the focus right now, I think that conversation in the huddle is get it inside. Be focused inside. Get back to the free throw line, because that's one thing they haven't gotten here is a lot of free throw attempts.
11 on the shot clock. Hepburn will inbound, baseline left. Store, Crowd, Klesman, the ball out there with him. Lob it to Store, top of the circle, feeds Max, left of the wheel. Shot clock is down to 5. Store right of the circle, the shot fake. Now drives the runner in the lane. Back iron, no good. Rebound battle for Cohen Carr will gather. Now it's Hogard to the front court for Michigan State. Hogard right lane line to the cup of the layup is good for Hogard. He has 19, 71-57, Wisconsin with 5:33 to play.
That's what I was talking about. You got to pick them up on those defensive rebounds. They are really dangerous to get downhill.
Wow, left of the circle. Hands off to A.J. Store. A pass for Wall. Tyler, a handoff to Klesman. Snaps off a three. It's off the rim and no good. Rebound Carson Cooper of Michigan State. Here come the Spartans down 14. 5:10 remaining. Hogard off the Cooper screen. Right of the lane. Leans in. 10-footer. Air ball caught by Wall for Wisconsin. 5 minutes remaining, 71-57. Wisconsin leads Michigan State. Wiseman throwing a wall at the top of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to A.J. Storr. Turns it to Hepburn, left wing. Goes inside, Wall catches left of the lane. Wall surveys, back out to Klesman. Xavier Booker on the floor for the Spartans as Storr tries a three right side. Heel of the rim, no good. Tyson Walker the rebound for Michigan State. Booker getting his first run tonight for the Spartans. He has the ball out high. It's at the Walker. 4.5 minutes remaining. 71-57 Wisconsin. Walker against Hepburn. Walker, little spin move right of the lane. Tough shot. No, but he was fouled by Hepburn. And Tyson Walker will go to the free throw line. That's three fouls on Chucky.
Man. Walker is so smooth with that basketball.
Yeah, he is.
And that's the kind of player. Again, we talked about in the first half. Fast, slow, fast, slow. He does such a good job of body control and keeping Chucky right on his hip.
First free throw for Walker is good. That was his first free throw attempt tonight. 71-58 Wisconsin. Badgers, though, have cooled off. They've been on a scoring drought now. The Spartans are chipping away. Second free throw coming up for Walker. Eyes the rim on the way and good. 71-59 Wisconsin.
And this is a big possession. Come down here, get something decent at the bucket. If worst case scenario, you're getting to the free throw line.
Hepburn throwing to Storr high in the right. Storr drifting back out front. Sends to Hepburn on the left wing. Hepburn into Crowell. Cooper defending. Crowell left of the paint. Finds Chucky. Turns to Storr. A.J. at the top. Now to Hepburn. Goes into Crowell again. Eight to shoot. Crowell doubled. Inside with Soule. And they get a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin. With six on the shot clock. So the job isn't done yet. Michigan State is digging deep. We've got a break in the action. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Exactly 4 minutes to play. Wisconsin 71, Michigan State 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Update your home with new vinyl plank flooring. It's waterproof and durable, making it perfect for active families. Save today on the Peyton Vinyl Flooring Collection. It's available in two styles and features an attached pad for easy installation. Right now, Peyton Vinyl Plank Flooring is only $139 per square foot. Trust Menards for all your flooring needs. Sale price is good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. A.J. Storr with 24 points so far this evening. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. A little nervousness here at the Kohl Center right now, though. Badgers are up 71-59 with 4 minutes to play, but Michigan State's chipping away now.
And they've got a little bit of that momentum because Wisconsin's now 0-for-6. They're not getting a lot of, like, clean looks like they were probably the last 8 minutes. So, again, you're Wisconsin. This is a big possession. Not a pressure thing, but just a big possession. Get the ball in the hoop. Stop some of that momentum. And then get a defensive stop because when you start to get a little bit of that, it looks really good for you.
Shot clock winding down. Hepburn driving up. Missed badly. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 1.3 on the shot clock. And 3:55 on the game clock. Hepburn baseline left, looking, still looking into Wall. He'll try the three, and it is off the rim and out, no good. Cohen Carr the rebound. So
And
now A.J. Hogarth through the center circle of the front court, takes it high on the right. Booker setting the screen. Hogarth moves left. Illegal screen. They get Carson Cooper. They were trying to spring Tyson Walker. Cooper called for the foul. That's his fourth. 3:40 remaining.
You could say just a little bit of a miscommunication. He thought he was going to fade up to the upside and just got caught.
71-59 Wisconsin, 3:35 to play. Klesman top of the circle, throws to Hepburn right corner. Feeds Crowell at the top. He'll give off to Klesman. Off the Crowell screen, moving to his right. Turns it back out to Stevie for three. Straight on, straight in. Big three-point hit for the big fella. And a long pass the other way. Tyson Walker feeds Booker. Gets it back to Walker. Badgers back up by 15. Booker for three on the right side. He hit it. Xavier Booker. He's capable of this. He will shoot the three. And he knocks down a big triple for the Spartans. 74-62 Wisconsin. 3 minutes to play. Hepburn left side of the front court. Going to Tyler Wall. A handoff to A.J. Storr. Bounce pass to Crowell. At the store, he'll shovel it to Wall against Booker. Right of the lane is Tyler Wall. Shot clock is 10 and a double Wall. Tyler finds the cutter. That Storr flipped it up. Missed, but a foul. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line. His team is up 12. 2:44 remaining. Cohen Carr called for the foul.
Really nice job. Great patience by Wall. Couple dribbles in. Sucked the defense in. And great cut by Storr. He was on the far wing. Wanted to slice right to that hoop.
24 points for Storr. 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Make it 6 of 7. Storr back in December had 29 against Chicago State. That represents his career high. He's chasing it right now. 75-62 Wisconsin. Second free throw. Good. Storr with 26. 14-point lead for the Badgers. 2:44 remaining. Hogarth right side, working off screens from Booker and Kohler. Hogarth at the top, Klesman defends. Now off to Tyson Walker, Hepburn checking him. Walker on the deck, throws it up, left hand, back rim no good. Rebound battled for, Booker has it. Right of the lane, 10-footer is good. And Xavier Booker has provided 5 points for his team. Timeout, Michigan State with 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. 76-64, Wisconsin.
Those loose balls have to be yours under 3 minutes. I know it looks bigger than it is, but 12 points can be evaporated by a Michigan State team, especially a guy coming off the bench like Booker. We know he can score, but he just, I mean, good for him to come out and be aggressive.
Yeah, you're right. He came in 8 for 24 from the three-point line. This is only the 14th game he's appeared in. Very, very highly touted recruit from Indianapolis. Matter of fact, the highest-rated recruit in the Izzo era. Last I checked, he's had some pretty good players come into the program.
Yes, pretty exceptional players. What I love is that a guy like that, even though he didn't get a lot of time in the first half, and even the second half, his team has needed him. They're in foul trouble, and he's come out and just been so smooth.
2:26 remaining, 76-64 Wisconsin. Michigan State's going to turn it up defensively. Inbounds pass to Max Klesman. Against Tyson Walker, who's trying to get into Max. 2:20 remaining, and now Walker releases, and Klesman walks it across half court. 2:15 to play. Badgers up 12. Klesman throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. Dribble handoff to Hepburn. Chucky high on the right. Gets it back to Crowell, top of the circle, 10 to shoot. Crowell a hand off the store. A.J. eyed it up, now gives to Klesman, 5 to shoot. Max a step back, jump pass to Crowell, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Klesman, desperation, 3 is off the rim, no good. Wall trying to run it down, it's knocked loose, it's out of bounds, and it'll belong to Wisconsin, and that's the work of Tyler Wall.
That is he's a madman, I tell you.
He is.
He ran so hard after that ball.
He's playing possessed.
He really is. And it started at Minnesota. You saw that same effort, and I think that's what helped him the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He went after every rebound. He was in every position. That's the energy he always brings, and we always say sometimes he brings a little too much.
Yeah.
You need all of that tonight.
1:51 to play, inbounds pass. Hepburn gets to the crowd, back out to Chucky. 1:48 to play, 76-64 Wisconsin. Hepburn, the standing dribble left of the center circle. Hogarth creeps up on him, 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn still rocks the dribble. Shot clock at 7. Hepburn between the arcs, feeds Crowell. Back to Chucky, deep three, left side, off the back rim, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound. What a board by Crowell. Now to Klesman, feeds Storr. steps up, foul line jumper is good. A.J. Storr gives the Badgers a 14-point lead with a minute 20 remaining.
What a rebound by Crowell. I felt like he was floating on a cloud.
That was tremendous. Inside feed, Kohler low on the right. Layup is good. And a timeout taken by Michigan State with 70 seconds to play. 78-66, Wisconsin. Now Izzo using the 60 that he has. The final timeout available for the Spartans. That was, I know Stevie's a big, tall guy. He got real tall on that offensive
really
rebound.
Tall. He wanted that rebound, and, man, he just went up and got it. And good job for him to keep it high, because a lot of tendency is, as a big guy, is you grab that and the ball comes low. He had it up by his face the whole time and just didn't want to give up that possession.
A.J. Storr with that jumper has 28 points now. I think you're kind of thinking they need to try to eat up more time. But if you're A.J., yeah, you're feeling it. So go ahead and hit the little mid-range. And the Badgers lead by 12.
And just as much as we talk about what Crowell's done, 15-8. I mean, that is
big
an
time.
Exceptional night out on the big man. Now here with a minute 10 left, with this timeout, you're going to see a lot of pressure come out of Michigan State, because this is a three-possession, it's four-possession game, but they can turn this really quickly with a minute 10 left, especially because they're not in the foul, the bonus situation. They've only got six, so they've got one to give here. And really, Wisconsin has not been shooting it well here in the second half.
Tyler Wall will inbound, no one on him. Trey Holloman has checked in for Michigan State. He's shadowing Hepburn. Inbounds pass to Chucky against Holloman. And Holloman starts to release, so the Spartans really not applying the heat as Hepburn takes it through the center circle. 1 minute to play, 78-66 Wisconsin. Hepburn on the dribble. Holloman continues to shadow. 13 on the shot clock. Chucky will glide it off to the left side. Near half court, shot clock at 8. Hepburn, left side, throwing to Crowell. Back to Chucky. Left corner three. Good night. Hepburn with a three from the corner. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. And Greg Gard using a timeout. He's going to get some subs on the floor. The closer, Chucky Hepburn, doing his thing.
That was an absolute, complete, excellent effort, not only by the starters, but the bench really participated tonight and just put Michigan State away. Really great job by Wisconsin.
Set the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Isaac Lindsay, Luke Hurdle, Marcus Silver, Chris Hodges, and Isaac Gard on the floor. 41.9 seconds to play, 81-66, Wisconsin. And Trey Holloman will bring it up for the Spartans. Holloman, left side of the front court, high screen Booker. Holloman feeds Booker. He'll try a three, left of the circle, off the rim short. Rebound tipped in the air, still loose. Lindsay pulls it down for Wisconsin. Shot clock dark, 25 seconds to play. 81-66, Wisconsin, as Lindsay to the front court for the Wisconsin Badgers. Well, it's been a couple of decades since the Badgers have swept a regular season series against Michigan State. They have swept them here this season, as Lindsay will kill the dribble just outside the center circle as time winds down, and the Badgers, oh so impressive tonight, improved to 8-1 in Big Ten play. It's over.
What a full effort here by Wisconsin. Credit Storr, credit Crowell, and the guy that's probably not got the best stats line, Tyler Wall. Unbelievable
terrific
effort here tonight.
It really was just outstanding. We talked about the defense needing to improve for Wisconsin. Greg Gard has mentioned that. He's also said, you know, that these guys, they're not playing their best ball yet. Well, tonight was really, really good.
If they show up like this the rest of the season, it'll be a wash here for Wisconsin to win the Big Ten.
So the Badgers in the month of January, 7-1 for the month. They're now 8-1 in Big Ten play. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Final score tonight at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 81, Michigan State 66. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible.